Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
For an hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us in something we call the Talk Radio Town Hall. That's your opportunity to interact with your member of Congress. In the North Dakota's case, the one and only member of the House of Representatives represents the entire state of North Dakota. And we normally do that on Wednesdays, but when the congressional calendar throws a hearing or a meeting of some sort in Congressman Cramer's schedule, we adjust as needed. And today is one of those days when we'll have him here for the next hour to answer your questions or comments on any and all issues. And always encourage folks to call in early in the hour, so you make sure we get you in there, because we tend to stack up the calls and comments towards the end of the hour. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free number from wherever you're listening. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, a local number for listeners in Bismarck, Mandan, or wherever you might be. In the immediate Bismarck-Mandan area. That's a call without toll. And also emails, welcome always, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a 24-7 What's On Your Mind hotline. A lot of folks tend to take advantage of that when we have Congressman Cramer on, because it allows you an option of pressing 1 and just leaving a message and or a question. Very efficiently getting your question answered or comment addressed. That is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Congressman Kevin Cramer, back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, Scott. Great. I'm coming to you live from the Concourse of D in the sprawling Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. So I'm just getting ready to take off here in about 45 minutes for Washington, D.C., and prepare for another State of the Union address. So,
by the way, when you travel, do you get a version of the Talk Radio Town Hall in airports? Do people engage their congressmen when they see you?
Oh, do they ever. In fact, I just saw Randy Melvin, who's just one of the great, great North Dakota farmers, young farmers of all time, active with the corn growers on their board. And he's on his way to Washington to a national corn growers meeting, and just was able to visit with him just now.
And but folks don't, they don't. North Dakotans aren't afraid to engage their member of Congress on issues, no matter where they find it, right?
Not only are they not afraid to, but they know they're more than welcome to. It's funny, they're always so polite, and they never want to, you know, be bothersome. And I always tell them, hey, man, this is your chance and mine, so we're together. Let's talk. You know, it's really the best part of the job, so I always welcome it.
All right, so one of the things I wanted to start with today was, you know, last week when you were on, there actually literally were voting. And, a number of different amendments and different votes. Would you explain the final product that has come out of the House that will go to the Senate and ultimately go to the President as it pertains to immigration reform?
Yeah, it's really interesting, because, it's an appropriations bill. And it was the result of the CR part of Cromnibus last December. So it's the appropriations bill that funds the Department of Homeland Security through September 30th. So, in other words, the rest of the fiscal year. But what we did was we funded Homeland Security, in fact, increased funding in certain areas of Homeland Security, like border security, you know, the Customs Border Patrol and ICE, the immigration folks that are responsible for, first of all, securing the border, and then second of all, deporting illegals if necessary. It also increased some funding for detention and whatnot at the border to try and prevent the disbursement, especially of the children, the influx of children that are coming through, detain them there and process them there at the borders rather than, you know, integrate them into the central part of the country. Where we put policy riders on, it was specifically to outlaw the president's overreach in offering amnesty to 5 million undocumented workers. It also makes illegal his DACA policies, that's relating to deferred action for children that came across, you know, unaccompanied children or child arrivals. He was using deferred action, in other words, giving them a pass for a number of years while also providing work permits for them in their adulthood. Just another version of amnesty, if you will. And the problem with his DACA policies, and it sounds a bit perhaps harsh even to suggest that we roll them back, the problem with policies like that is that it invites, in fact, it's a welcome mat for, you know, for Central American parents to send their children in very dangerous circumstances to the United States with under the auspices that somehow they'll be welcomed here and then the parents can follow. So it was a very prescriptive rollback of the president's amnesty. Now, what happens next, of course, as you said, stated, it goes over to the House. And remember I said it was an appropriations bill. So it's not a policy bill, but rather policy riders on an appropriations bill. That's significant because it's much more difficult to oppose appropriations bills because, of course, you have to have Homeland Security, and we certainly want Homeland Security. And in light of what's going on in Belgium and in France and around our world, obviously Homeland Security is important. Now, the Senate, you know, is going to have a tougher time getting the votes to pass all of these amendments onto this Homeland Security bill. We understand that. I understand that. But we've set a very high bar for them. So they'll begin the hearing process, I don't know, this week or next week, but very soon on hearing that appropriations bill. And remember that the CR, the continuing resolution, is funds Homeland Security only through February 27th, at which time there will be no funding if some appropriations bill doesn't pass. So that's sort of the cliff that's before us that serves as a bit of a disciplinary action for the Senate to act and for the president to act.
All right. Now, when you talk about that funding ending, so if the president follows through with his threatened veto once the Senate gets done with taking up the House version of this, what happens?
Well, my sense, first of all, Sky, is that the Senate will not take up the House. They'll take up the House version, but they'll never pass it. So that means they'll have to do some amending. They'll have to come up with some other version of their own funding. That will force a conference committee, and that's where the House, with its very strong position, will be debating with the Senate, which will no doubt have a less strong position. And to be fair, there is room between the two for some compromise to still roll back the president's action. We went a long ways in terms of retroactively making some policies. So there's still some room for negotiation, but make no mistake, Republicans in the House are firmly committed. And John Boehner, God bless him, he gave the best floor speech I've heard in a long time on this topic. And so I don't think we're not going to give much on it. So it'll be interesting to see what actually does happen. Now, the thing that people should take heart with is a continuing resolution means you continue funding under the same policies. If the funding runs out and no agreement is made, then Homeland Security there are certain parts of Homeland Security that are essential. And essential funding continues even if the Congress doesn't act, even if the government, so to speak, was to shut down. And in this case, it would just be bad agency. So it's that area of essential services like, you know, border security and, you know, Customs Border Patrol, ICE and stuff. Those things would continue to be funded at current levels. The problem is we wouldn't have those policy riders that would, you know, deem illegal the president's action. At the same time, it would make it difficult for him to process a lot of, you know, a lot of undocumented workers and to process their ability to stay as well. So there's a lot of incentive for people to get something worked out. But we're in a very strong position, we think, in the House right now.
And the intent is to stop his executive order.
That's it. That's the very narrow and prescriptive solution to and intent is to stop his executive order granting amnesty basically to 5 million undocumented workers. That's exactly right.
The Senate has scared some people on immigration reform previously of being closer to the president's position than they like. But obviously, we saw significant changes last election in the Senate. Is in your estimation, is the Senate now closer to the House version on immigration reform?
Well, first of all, not only politically as a result of the elections, but politically as a result of the very strong pushback by the House and by the American people, even members of the Senate who are still there, who supported the comprehensive reforms last year or 2 years ago, no longer support comprehensive reforms. Even Marco Rubio, who was a bit of an architect in that Senate deal, has stated rather publicly, very publicly, that comprehensive was a mistake, that we need to take these things up piece by piece, beginning with border security and certainly dealing with the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers that are already here. And until the American public is confident that those issues are settled to their satisfaction, we will not be able to move forward with the other challenges dealing with legal immigration. But, you know, we need to deal with other challenges as well. I mean, sure, we want, as Republicans, we want a compassionate legal immigration system that provides an opportunity for employers, whether it be agricultural employers, manufacturing, oil patch, or high tech, to be able to attract the talent and the workforce they need. But we also have to deal with the reality that we have the lowest labor force participation rate of American citizens since 1978. And that we need to get an education system and a higher education system.
That simply can't be, because we're going to hear from a president tonight in the State of the Union address about how this economy is roaring back. And you just told me an amazing statistic, lowest participation in the workforce since 78. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550 as we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Kramer is here, and your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. He's making his way to Washington, D.C. in a layover at Minneapolis Airport, so he'll be here for another half hour. So any questions or comments, welcome. One came in during the break here. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's the question.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer, I don't know if you've been asked this question, but I'm wondering, how were the cupcakes? Go buy them.
Well, I love that question. Actually, the cupcakes are being delivered to my office this week by Congressman Rodney Davis, who represents their district in Illinois, where the Illinois State University Redbirds reside. So he lost the bet over the national championship game and owes me some cupcakes. So to be fair, everybody should know what a good sport I am and how hospitable North Dakotans are. I'm actually fulfilling my end of the bargain as though we lost, just as a matter of fairness. I'm delivering to him when he brings me the cupcakes. He and his staff are going to enjoy some buffalo jerky and pepper sticks from North Dakota.
I love it. All right. And other questions, welcome. Give us a ring. Let's talk about the State of the Union tonight. The fun stuff first. I understand you and Senator Hovind have teamed up to make sure that we honor a World War II vet and we'll be in the gallery tonight. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. So Lynn Oz, the former legislator from Minot and just one of the great guys of all time, is going to be Senator Hovind's guest at the State of the Union this evening. He's a World War II veteran, participated in the Battle of the Bulge, and he's representing the Greatest Generation at the annual or at least regular Battle of the Bulge reenactment. So he's going to be John's guest, and his son Dan, who's accompanying him, is going to be my guest, so that the two of them can watch the President's State of the Union this evening.
Every member gets a guest, just one, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Because it's not exactly a big gallery.
It's not. I think people would be surprised sometimes by how small the gallery is. Now, it does hold probably, I want to say, 500 people probably in the gallery, besides the 450 or so of us that will be on the floor, which includes the House, Senate, and maybe it's 550 of us by the time you include the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs, and some cabinet members. So, yeah, each member gets one guest, and a lot of times there's a scramble even to fit all of them in.
You mentioned before the break a statistic about the labor participation rate and the lowest the participation currently since 78. Explain that stat for me.
Sure. So, you know, we always hear about the unemployment rate, and that's been coming down at a regular basis. And there has no doubt been some job creation in the last few years. But the unemployment rate is somewhat deceiving because, of course, that is based on they're actually calling me to the gate, but that's actually based on, of course, people who apply for unemployment benefits. And as you know, after a certain amount of time, a lot of people don't apply anymore. They just stop looking for work. So the labor force participation rate is the percentage of available workforce that actually has a job. And right now, the latest statistics show that to be at 62.8%. In other words, 37% of the available workers in this country are not working right now. And so when you consider that we need more legal immigration, we need more farm workers, we need more people in the oil patch, there's a disconnect between our public policies that encourage and incent people to not work. Now, the president tonight is evidently going to talk more about that by suggesting that we should give people more leave time from their jobs, and that should be mandated by the federal government, and the federal employees themselves should be given more leave time. Well, we've already got too many incentives for people to not work. We need to create a public policy that creates more opportunity for people to work. And by the way, taxing businesses and taxing individuals who are successful so that the federal government can have more money is not a means of helping the working people find jobs. But, you know, passing things like the Keystone Pipeline can help people find jobs, as well as a simplified tax forms and tax policy that incents people rather than one that punishes people would be a good place to go, not taxing people more.
What do you make of that proposal? It's getting some attention. We're going to hear about a significant $320 billion plan to raise taxes. Obviously, he knows with a Republican-controlled House and Senate, a $320 billion tax proposal, not likely to happen. So is this just a sort of poke in the eye? Is this about buckle up for some confrontation here? What's going on?
Well, I think it is. It's defiance. I also think it's denial, Scott. I think this president lives in such a cocoon. He doesn't even know how people feel about him. He doesn't seem to even know that his tired old liberal arguments aren't what people want. And I think he's out of touch politically as well as certainly he's just picking a fight with us because he knows certainly how Republicans feel about raising taxes as some solution. So certainly makes no sense. And he looks to be gearing up for a fight.
Email question from Michael says, if we have the lowest labor participation rate, how is it that they're all eating? Where are they getting money for food?
Well, speaking of...
He went on to say maybe we should work on removing incentives to not work.
Right. Well, remember, I took a lot of heat from some groups back when we had the Farm Bill debate when I said people ought to at least be looking for a job to get food stamps. And I was treated like some sort of ogre who hates people who clearly can't be Christian because I suggested that there was dignity in work. But Scott, if you consider that the first thing the president did when he became president, one of the first things in his very early days was he created categorical eligibility for food stamps. He's sought to have the 13th consecutive extension of emergency unemployment benefits. Obamacare itself, one of the first executive orders was don't worry about qualifying for the premium support or the subsidy. Just self-certify and we'll take your word for it and give you the subsidy. All of these are incentives to not work. How about a 30-hour work week? Creating a 30-hour mandate by federal law that full-time work is 30 hours, and if you have more than 50 employees or 50 employees or more, you have to give them health care insurance. That's an incentive for every company to only have 49 employees who only work 29 hours a week. It's just one incentive after another to not create jobs as opposed to creating jobs. So this is just one more example, and that your emailer has a very important and relevant point.
John in Central North Dakota for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead with your question, John.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you for your service in Washington, but also I wanted to comment in regards to him possibly proposing this to the controlled Senate and Congress. Do you think this is possibly going to be a move on his part to say, hey, well, you raise taxes and I'll pass the keystone?
Yeah, good question, John. And it's hard to say where he's positioning himself, and I suppose it's possible. But see, there are some things where when you have the American public with you as big as we have them, 72% in recent polling, 72% of the American public supports, for example, building the Keystone Pipeline.
Hold that thought, if you would, Kevin. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. John, hang on for more of your answer up against the hard break here. More with Congressman Cramer coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights for over a century. The American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with our Talk Radio Town Hall, a Wednesday staple that's happening Tuesday this week, given the congressional calendar. Chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer as he gets ready to board a plane to Washington, D.C. to head to another week in Congress. And to finish the answer to the caller before the break, basically what he's suggesting is maybe the president knows the tax hike has no chance, but this is a way to do a little horse trading. And yeah, specifically mentioned your your effort on the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah, and of course the problem is that the American public's already with us on the Keystone. We don't need to give a great deal there. It's certainly not tax increases. We can probably find some ways to make it more appealing to more Democrats, and I'm all for that. I think there should be, for example, I support putting the spill fund tax on bitumen that comes from the oil sands. That only evens the playing field with our own domestic producers. It also, and TransCanada doesn't oppose it. So it only makes sense we do that. Perhaps there's some energy efficiency things. Rob Portman, Senator from Ohio, wants on it. That might make some sense. But, the idea that we start dealing on tax issues or tax increases as part of Keystone, we don't need to do that to get Democratic votes. We already have enough in the Senate to pass it. So we might need it to get his signature, but it would not be worth it to get that signature. We can deal with him on other issues.
Jim in Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, my opinion, what it's all this tax increase proposal all about is to set up Hillary for 2016 to have the tired old mantra that the Republicans are for the rich and they're for the middle class. That's what it's all about. He knows it's not going to pass.
I think that's a great point, Tim. I think that that's probably the deal, is that they still view that wedge as relevant in presidential politics, the rich versus the poor, the haves versus the have-nots, and it's all aimed at the middle class. The problem is, if you're right, it's old, that argument. I don't think anybody has watched the last 6 years of this and thinks that the government taking more money from successful people is somehow going to help anybody in the middle class. What will help working families is providing a simpler, fairer tax code, something that giving more flexibility in the workplace for working parents so that they can choose whether to get time and a half or use comp time to spend more time with their families. Restating 40-hour full-time work week, not 30 hours, and replacing Obamacare with something that's more patient-oriented, passing things like the Keystone Pipeline bill and other energy policy that incents domestic development. So there are lots of things we can do and we want to do and that we've proposed and have passed in the House in previous years, far better than somehow taxing successful people and giving it to the federal government to redistribute.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you, Janet and Maddock. You're next on What's on Your Line. Janet, go ahead.
This is for Mr. Kramer. I'm asking about the amnesty that's being discussed. Could mm-hmm. he please give me either a bill number or an executive order number that I may look up on this amnesty?
Sure, sure. So the bill number, and I apologize if I don't know this exactly right. I'm just going off the top of my head. I think the bill number is HR83. Scott, and if that's not right, my folks will get back to you and get it right. But I think that's what was the bill number that we passed that Janet could look up. And the language is quite specific. I might also encourage you to go to my website, framer.house.gov, and she should be able to find not only the bill, but some sort of a summary of the various aspects and of the amendments that deal directly with the amnesty issue. As far as the president's executive action, I don't know that there's a number on that. Frankly, it's really more of a memo. There a series of memos to his cabinet officials and enforcement agencies, basically telling them what they don't have to enforce, which is a very peculiar way to run law enforcement agencies. So a lot of that stuff is buried deep in the bureaucracy and on purpose. The transparency is not what you would hope it could be, but I'm pretty sure it's HR 83 is the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill where we have the prescription.
So this is just based upon a belief then versus an actual law.
I don't understand what you mean a belief.
Because there is no executive order and or there is no bill number per se or something or a law that he or ruling that he has made, how can we fight against something that's not really there?
Yeah, he does that on purpose, of course, to make it difficult. But no, there's quite an emphatic rule that he made, and quite emphatic memos that he has sent to the agencies with regard to how to deal with it. I mean, he's taking credit for it. I suspect tonight he's going to take even more credit for it. So it's not like he's been bashful about his position on it or his action on it. And frankly, if he wasn't, he wouldn't be threatening to veto it. So if the action didn't do anything that's not being done, he certainly wouldn't have an incentive to veto the bill.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Janet, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your chance to interact with Congressman Kramer here for a few more minutes with us before he hops that plane to Washington, D.C. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. This week is unique in that members of Congress will actually be in session when the March for Life happens. Normally, because of the Martin Luther King holiday, this is a recess week. And you'll be there, and I understand you're planning some important legislation on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Tell us about that.
No, that's right. In fact, there's a fair bit of trepidation among some of the members about the bill being brought up this week. But this is the first time since I've been in Congress that we've actually been in session during the march. And that's part of having new leadership in the Senate, frankly. We are on a very ambitious run here for several weeks to get a lot of things done. And so the opportunity to have this the pain-capable birth bill that we're bringing up is basically aimed at about 20 weeks in protection for unborn children at 20 weeks, which is the time when science tells us that our unborn babies can feel not just a little pain, but excruciating pain in going through the process. So we think it's a very important substantive piece of legislation, and the symbol that we're bringing it up the week of the March for Life rally and the 42nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade adds, I think, to its importance.
By the way, 800 kids from North Dakota leading that march. That's pretty cool, huh?
Incredible. It's, I can hardly wait to see them all, Scott. And the schedule is so full this week, but I will make it down to the rally, and we'll be sitting on the stage with Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers and Dan Lipinski from Illinois, Democrat. Both of them will be speaking. And Chris Smith from New Jersey, who's just been a stalwart supporter of life, will be representing the House of Representatives in speeches, and I'll be sitting there with them to show my support not only for them but for those 800 people from North Dakota.
Pete in Bismarck, question for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, here's an idea for helping the middle class. Propose a bill that would make overtime tax-free.
Wow. Yeah, that would be quite an incentive to work, too, wouldn't it?
Interesting.
Yes, it was.
I will check that one out. I like that idea a lot. I don't know how it would score in terms of the budget process, but we're actually going to be taking up some tax reforms this Congress, some major ones, and that could be in the mix. Thanks for the idea. We will definitely look into it.
A lot better than taking money from someone else in order to help the middle class. So
no question. I love it. I like it. Let's look into it. This is why we do it, Scott. I love good ideas coming from real people.
All right, Pete, thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What else is on tap this week in Washington? Anything else you're...
We've got a streamlining for permitting of gas lines on federal lands, which could be very important to helping capture more of the gas that's being flared and sending it to market. So that's one of the big ones. I'm a co-sponsor of that one as well as the Pain Capable Bill. So we've got a lot of things this week.
You said earlier the Pain Capable Bill was causing some consternation among your colleagues. Why is that?
Well, I think because they don't want to deal with it. You know, in other words, there's a lot of people are going to vote for it, but they'd rather not have to. You know what I'm saying? It's such an interesting dilemma. Some of us just lead with our chin, Scott. So not everybody's got the same. They might have the same right philosophy, but sometimes they lack the courage.
So you're saying that people that would support the bill, that plan to vote for the bill, would rather not have to be asked the question?
Yeah, things like that. Exactly. That's exactly right, Scott. That's why we need leaders, even for members of Congress. They need good leaders.
Yeah, I mean, I think the symbolism of that, given the fact you're there, you're voting, and you know, you've got the largest march on Washington that happens all year long. You get the media attention, and sometimes that's because members of Congress aren't there, so it may be different this year. It'll be interesting to see. Given the fact that, you know, usually D.C. is abandoned when that march is happening. Now you're going to have, estimates of 500 to 700,000 people marching and Congress there and this vote. This could get some attention, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
I think that's a very good thing, Scott. And I think a lot of us are looking forward to that. I was committed to coming back, whether we were in session or not, actually. I don't generally come back when Congress isn't in session, but this one compelled me, especially having those beautiful Shanley kids staring the banner at the front of the rally. That's just more than I can stand to miss. So I'm really looking forward to the day.
And by the way, they are not flying. They are boarding buses today. So they're coming from all over. I mean, Shanley itself has 8 buses, but they've invited all the other schools and churches across North Dakota to join them. So that's how the number ballooned from the 300. What's cool about the Shanley thing is you have an entire student body that's been invited, and of the 300 kids in 9 through 12, 330, I guess, is the number. 300 are able to go and are coming, and they've done fundraising, sent out letters, and raised money from all across the country for their expenses and buses and hotels and everything else. So that's some serious commitment.
It sure is, and that's what it takes, is commitment. You know, Scott, the thing about that is activism really does work. And in the pro-life movement, sometimes it's easy to be discouraged. There's a lot of battles we sometimes don't win, but it's consistently been moving in our direction. And going all the way back to Roe v. Wade, it wasn't long after that the Hyde Amendment was passed and deemed constitutional by the Supreme Court. The partial birth abortion ban a few years after that it was passed. And now we have the Pain Capable Act this week, which I think is similar to the partial birth abortion act, where science is catching up to the pro-life movement and really making the case. So there's no reason to be discouraged. There's every reason in the world to continue the battle. So this should serve as great encouragement.
What is your timeline on that plane? And when are your wheels up? When you got to get on?
this is how good we're getting at this, Scott. I'm actually on the plane now. I made my way down to Jet Bridge. I'm one of the last people to get on the plane, and they're getting ready to shut the door. So you can probably hear some slamming going on behind me.
All right, well, we'll see if that plane is tracking for a liftoff. This may be a goodbye for this week from Congressman Kramer, and we'll have to wait till next week to get the recap on the State of the Union and other things. But if he's still on the line when we come back, we'll finish up another segment here. I do have one email I want to get in as well on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Dan Dickinson. Question I had for Representative Kramer is,
I'm going to start that over there just in case, so with the music you didn't hear it. Congressman Kevin Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, final segment. Here's the question caller.
Hi, this is Dan Dickinson. Question I had for Representative Kramer is, we can find all kinds of information online about what the unemployment rate is, the U2, the U6 rates, but you were talking about the workforce participation. Where can we find that information? Thank you.
Let me guess. It's probably harder to find because it's not a statistic that the folks like that actually have out there. But how great is it we have listeners in your constituents
that
want to know
great.
This? I love
yeah,
it.
That is great. Actually, there is a database, a government database, and I can – oh, it's the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's I knew it would come to me if I just started talking. The Bureau of Labor Statistics actually tracks that. So I think it's like BLS.gov or something like that, or data.bls.gov. But it's labor force participation rate, and it's maintained by the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
All right, so let us know you find that. We also had a question from a caller earlier in Maddock that wanted a bill number on something she's tracking, and you have that, right?
Yeah, I do. It was HR-240, so I don't remember what HR-83 was or why that stuck in my head, but it's HR-240 was the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill.
And we told her we'd make sure we double-check that was the correct number, so yep. She's got that. Emailer says, I still contend the surest way to true citizen-inspired tax reform would be to suspend or eliminate federal tax withholding. Let individuals write the checks themselves. A revolt would be imminent. What about that idea?
It's interesting. It's an idea that's been batted around quite a bit. I like the idea. One of the problems with it, however, is that it never scores well. And what that means is that whenever you propose legislation, of course, you have to have the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, score it. And the idea of the government not having your money right out of your paycheck every couple of weeks or every month, as you might imagine, the time value of money ends up costing the government a lot of money, which gets really to the person's point that they're exactly right. It would inspire some reform as well as revolt if people actually sent the check in once a year. But that's not to say that we couldn't do it once a month or something. I've looked at it a lot, but I think what we ought to do, Scott, is try to get Paul Ryan, now the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, get him back on the show, which I know he's been on with you before. He's got a wonderful new book out called Way Forward. Maybe we'll get him on to pitch the book, and then we'll hit him up with some tax reform questions. I think that'd be a good one to start with.
I love it. Mike and Mandan, last call for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Are you there, Mike? One more time.
Well, I'm calling about Obamacare. Hello. And my question is, you know, it's going to be hard to repeal it. But
sure.
What if we just passed a one-page bill that everybody that got exemptions, the unions, the businesses, they all have to participate in it?
Yeah.
Since it's good enough for some people, it should be good enough for all of us.
Yeah, including Congress, by the way.
Yes.
We do participate in it voluntarily, but other than Harry Reid's staff. But anyway, that's probably what we're going to do. We'll probably take up some exemption legislation. We'll do another repeal because some people want to and they want to mm-hmm. get on record, new members. But exempting or eliminating the exemptions for business, for unions, good place to start. One right. of it's going to happen, you guys, is there's a Supreme Court ruling that's coming down. They'll hear the case in March and then probably announce it in June, which very likely will eliminate the subsidy for premium subsidy for federal exchanges. That's going to put everything on its head. We'll have to be well prepared to offer up some replacement options.
Mike, thanks for the call. Congressman Kramer, I know they're about to shut that door and get you airborne to D.C., so we'll let you go. We don't want our congressman bending the rules, right?
So, not too much anyway. But, yeah, last week it was from the House floor in the cloakroom. Today it's from the airport and the airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
We're nothing if not nimble.
Darn right. All right, thanks, Congressman Kramer.
Right,
we'll
buddy.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
and look forward to your reaction on the State of the Union address tonight. Before we let you go, we want to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, as we do every Tuesday, courtesy of our fine sponsor, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Their Farm and Ranch Conference is coming up January 30th, February 1 and 2, and one of the speakers is a fellow by the name of Tommy Grisofsky. He is a risk management advisor with Advanced Trading, and he's going to give us a sneak preview today on his talk. So here's more. Tommy, tell me. We got Tommy ready to roll? I do my best Tommy impression, or Tommy?
Well, I'm real excited to speak in North Dakota, and I can't wait to meet all of you and share my experiences, both on the trading side and as well on the consulting side relating to farming and agriculture. I do believe 2015 will have its challenges and opportunities in risk management. Our meetings will discuss things you can and can't control. I truly believe all farmers can benefit from learning how to better manage margins and control downside risk. Feel free to come out and ask questions. I'd love to discuss how to help you learn to manage your grain and maximize your farm's potential.
Well, I'm intrigued. Tom, thanks for the sneak peek. And, folks, mark it on your calendars more at ndfb.org, the website, to sign up. What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We find out courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home every Tuesday right here on the program. And looking forward to that conference end of the month brought to you by DuPont, Pioneer, CHS, and the CHS Foundation, Sun Prairie of Minot, Farm Credit Services, Mandan, Minot, Fargo, Archer Daniels, Midland of Castleton, and Bush Ag. That's a wrap on a busy What's On Your Mind Tuesday. We'll do it again all over tomorrow. Here's your homework assignment. Now, watch that State of the Union address and give us your takeaway tomorrow on the program. We're looking forward to it. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I'll tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service, and if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for, they'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. Valleyimports.com, tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.